For Charlie, Olivia, George, Caleb, and the grandchildren still to come, I dedicate this book to your generation, promising to do my best to leave the church to you in a way that would make Jesus happy. Introduction. Getting in the way of God's love. If Jesus ain't happy. We've got a magnet on our kitchen refrigerator that says, "If Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy." It's funny, because we all know it's true. I want to make one for the church that says, "If Jesus ain't happy, ... We're so used to Jesus being portrayed in such a gentle and tender-hearted way that it can feel a little odd to think about him being unhappy with us, right? But I've spent a lot of time reading, preaching, and teaching the words of Jesus, and I believe the red-letter passages, those words spoken directly by Jesus, are quite appropriately, angrily read. Let me say up front so you know where I stand. Jesus was nice and loving. He said things like, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you," Matthew 5:44, "and come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart," Matthew 11:28-29. Sounds nice, right? But what about this? "You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell?" Matthew 23:33. If someone tweeted that today, it would seem a bit inflammatory, don't you think? That was Jesus. Though he was loving and tender, his words were sometimes sharp and biting. Many of the things Jesus said were either a direct condemnation of someone's attitude or behavior, or a story told to illustrate that condemnation. We often learn more about a person from the things they don't like than what they do like. As a kid, did you ever do something that made your parents mad? Yeah? And the next time you thought about doing it, did you hesitate for just a minute? I remember calling my dad a name one time, and then I never did it again. To this day, I can't tell you his favorite television show or his favorite breakfast cereal, but I know one name he does not like to be called. Note to self. To be clear, anger is not wrong. It is not a sin. Paul said, "In your anger, do not sin," Ephesians 4:26. Jesus' own brother James said we should be slow to anger, James 1:19, not never angry. Clearly, what we do with our anger can be wrong. Jesus spoke against that as well, telling us that we can murder with our hateful words, Matthew 5:22. Hatred, rage, and uncontrolled anger are terrible and sinful, but there is a godly kind of anger. One that causes you to want to do something positive about the negative. This is exactly what Jesus did with his anger. If you know anything about Jesus' life, when you first heard the title of this book, your mind likely went to the scene where Jesus threw the money changers and animals out of the temple. Exactly. Jesus was angry, and he did something positive with his anger. He didn't say, "What in the name of me?" and go Incredible Hulk on them. He channeled his zeal in positive ways. He did overturn tables and throw corrupt people out of the temple because he was rightfully angry. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." John 2:15-16. He made a whip, he drove out, he scattered, he overturned, and he said,